January 11th, 2022, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock p.m.
Tuesday night. No, you're good.
The judge is at 7 o'clock, so I'm not going to... All right, we'll get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular town board meeting here in Town Monroe for January 11th, 2022, and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here.
And if everyone please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. We've got a plethora of minutes here. We can take them individually or group together, however the board so chooses. I just want to point out that I believe the public hearing on the Southwest Falls fire contract might have a change needed for it.
And that was not done at the auto meeting on the 28th, so we'll...
What about the 26th?
26th, right, so which one?
I was not present for the 28th of December.
Okay, so we'll take 22nd and 28th minutes separately. Before we get there, if you look at page 44 on the December 22nd public hearing for Southwest Falls fire contract, in the minutes, fifth line down, where I was explaining the terms of the contract. I don't know what it said on the audio, but it says in the minutes that I stated the town pays 80% of the cost of health insurance. Just to be clear, that's for cancer health insurance. We don't pay for health insurance. And they haven't provided that to us. So I don't know what I said on the record.
That's okay. I can correct it.
Just for clarification. And then also on the 22nd, the public hearing on the cannabis law. The last big paragraph of page 487, the individual who spoke, it said Bruce Rudolph. I think it's Bruce Reese Rudolph.
Yes, it was.
Only because I've met with him before, and that's what it's called to be. So those are only two kind of changes that I saw. I don't know if anybody else has anything else. Anyone has anything else? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes, two sets of minutes, December 21st, which is the public hearing on Local Law 7 of 2021, which is the moratorium on subdivisions, and the special town board meeting also on the same date for Local Law 7 of 2021. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay, note that Councilmember Stewart has abstained. And then we... Is that three? Okay,
that's 1 second.
Okay, so why don't we take up the minutes from December 22nd together. First one... December 22nd, 2021 is a public hearing on the Monroe Merchant Squad 2022 contract. Also on that date was a public hearing on the Southwest Falls Fire Contract, Fire Company Contract for 2022. In addition, there's a public hearing on Local Law 8 of 2021 on cannabis law, and also a special town board meeting on Local Law 8 of 2021. Somebody like to move those?
So, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Aye.
And motion carries. And then the last set of minutes I have is December 28th, which is the audit meeting. Would somebody like to move that? And I will stop it.
I'll second.
Okay, seconded by council member Donahue. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Council member Newman abstains.
And I.
And I'm sorry, and as well as council member Stewart. Number two is the COVID update, just a brief update. Last week, I was very pleased to hand out the town's allotment of testing kits from Saratoga County. The county has received over 10,000 tests and home test kits, and they were divvied up according to population percentages based on the most recent census of 2020. And so, using percentages, the town received 6.87%, which worked out to approximately 700 kits. They went very quickly. I think the last one went out the door Friday before the close of business. And we're working, the county's working to get access to additional test kits. Hopefully, we'll have them next week. And obviously, if we do, we'll get them out to the town as quickly as possible. So that was good. It was very well received. And the current numbers, and these are as of 3 p.m. today through January 8th, however. And the total number of individuals in Saratoga County that are currently hospitalized is 62. And very good news to report. There's only been one individual in the county that was fully vaccinated, received a booster that succumbed to COVID, which is not good news that it's become, but good news from the standpoint of demonstrating that science works. That if you get vaccinated, you have a very high probability of reducing your chances of a difficult time dealing with COVID-19. The number of individuals that are currently hospitalized that were fully vaccinated that we're not yet eligible for the booster is one. And the present number of individuals hospitalized that are fully vaccinated, eligible for the booster, but did not receive the booster is 28. And then the number of individuals hospitalized that are fully vaccinated and received the booster is presently 7. Here in the town of Monroe, the number of active cases is 219. In the village of South Bend, as well as the present number is 61. So hopefully we can vaccinate our way out of this. 2 years of this year. Number three I had on the agenda is 61 Hudson Street. That doesn't require town board action tonight. We're still waiting for a response from the lot line adjustment that we're working through, which takes us number four on the agenda, which is the annex building lease.
Can I ask a question? Oh, sure. We're waiting on the property owner.
No, we're waiting on the property owner to respond to our council's inquiry.
Okay. Thank you.
Hopefully it's sooner rather than later, because we're ready to go. I mean, it's just a matter of probably the next one maybe okay.
Yeah,
yes, there's been multiple communications. You're welcome. So that takes us to number four. We've been working through the lease agreement with the building out front. they have agreed to the town board's position, and we had some couple of questions in the contract. Council has reviewed it. Now it's satisfactory from a legal perspective. And just to recap what we will be acting on, the lease agreement will be LifeWorks Community Action Incorporated Head Start. And it will be, the terms of the agreement would be for a 3-year period from January 1 of this year through December 31st of 2024, unless otherwise extended by terms of the agreement. And they're okay with a monthly payment of $1,700 in lieu of electric and heat. And they're also in agreement with an annual escalator of $600, which works out to $50 a month. So, if the board is okay with that, I would entertain a motion authorizing the supervisor to enter into a lease agreement per the terms that we have before us tonight.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item 5 is the Accounts Office Products Incorporated Maintenance Agreement. This is for the Toshiba Craft Beer in the Supervisor's Office. The period of the maintenance agreement would be from January 16th, 2022 through January 16th, 2023, so it's for 1 year. And I believe it's the same terms that we had in place last year, which is $60 per 7,000 copies per month, and then there's the overcharge of $0.0125 per click. We have not ever exceeded to be charged or whatever. We get closer by the time when Jeff puts the budget binders together, but we have not exceeded that. So I would entertain a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign the maintenance agreement renewal form with the Electronic Office Products Incorporated.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I'm tabling the waste hauling RFP because we were working on getting additional information for the board as far as what the actual numbers were for last year. We did get them, but it was late in the afternoon, so I don't know if nobody's had an opportunity to look at them, so we'll take that for the next board meeting. Item 7, Water Department. A couple items here that we need to discuss. I've been working and communicating with Mike Mooney, our water superintendent, almost on a daily basis. A couple of issues, recommendations, I should say, have come up, and I know he's been working with the clerk on billing as well. And one of the issues, Mike, in working with the clerk, is in relation to billing and online bill pay. We've set the billing rates per our schedule that we adopted. And when we did that, we knew that we'd have to reevaluate that at some point in time. The question has come up from the clerk, a billing standpoint. We do have monthly customers, so those bills are due to go out. And she's looking for a direction on, do we go with what is established for policy or...
We already did that at the last meeting.
Yeah. Okay, so what I have an email dated the 11th today. You're just looking for...
The email that I sent today was about the software billing program itself, because you wanted us to look at Mike Mooney's program.
Right.
And so I had kind of shot some information out to everybody, and I'm just waiting to hear back to see, what direction you folks want to go in, if you want to stay with Edmunds BAS.
So for background, thank you to the clerk for getting us some information on that. Town of Wilton uses RBS software for their billing program. And talking with Mike Mooney, he said, you know, once our data is finalized, RBS software will upload the information and then give us a copy of the information that they have uploaded. They can send the info in a SCV file or Excel file, and they will make sure that we have all the information accessible to us that we provide to them. And in looking at that, and I want to be clear, this does not include an online bill paying vendor, that would be a separate vendor. And the proposal, I don't know if it's a proposal per se, but it's a discussion that the clerk put together that has information. I don't know if the board received it or not. I can go through it real quickly. And they have indicated that per the phone conversation with the town clerk, they would establish a fee for the RBS Mosaic billing system, which for 1,000 accounts works out to $36.95. For 2,000 additional accounts, up to a maximum of 3,000, it would be an additional $1,600. Multi-user licenses, which would be two plus users, is $1,000. It also would be a charge for a master meter reading interface of $750. There'd be custom programming for relay of $450. There's a 3,000 account data conversion at 15 cents per account, which would be $450. So if you're looking at the total cost for 3,000 accounts, you're looking at $7,945 plus online payment fee. For a total of 4,000 accounts, it would be $8,745 plus online payment. There's also, if I'm reading this correctly, an annual support fee, approximately $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For all the above options, which works out to be about $100 per month for unlimited toll free tech support. Our water superintendent says they've used it in the town of Wilton, and it's an excellent program. Recommends that we do it. If the board wants to do that, we do have monies available in account 83.10.4, which has a list of our budgeted funds. On a separate note, we should look at some point we get costs on this. Because this program does not include online bill pay, we need to, there's a separate vendor that does that. And his experience has been, particularly with individuals that are, say, age 50 or younger, they want to pay online. They want to have automatic bill deduction. They want to be able to set accounts up on their own, all just by going to their computer. And there is a company, I think it is called Next Bill Pay, that they use that integrates with RBS. We were to hire RBS. And with that system, you can set up your own customer accounts. You can see past billing for the account. As I indicated, you can sign up for auto billing, and you can pay online with it. It also reduces the cost for staffing. You know, it's being done automatically, having to put a paper bill out there and mail it. So my recommendation would be for the water committee to maybe get some quotes on that, bring it up before the next board. I'm going to be asking the water committee anyway to work with our town engineer to evaluate our rate structure and make sure it's appropriate, you know, if we can modify it. Because we used to have several classes of rates, now obviously we don't now. My recommendation would be for Mike Mooney, the Water Committee, and Town Engineer, working on water, the Bird Group, to all get together and hear from them on their thoughts on it, and then, you know, if it requires Town Board action, bring it back to the Board, and we can discuss it in greater detail. So for tonight, I guess the question would be, because we will have water bills due in March, and for the quarters, is that what we're doing?
For the semi-annual bills, we're billing semi-annual. They're due in March.
Okay.
We also had January bills that haven't gone out yet, because we're waiting.
Waiting.
On rates.
But those are monthly, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, I think my recommendation, I want to speak for the rest of the Board, would to go with what we have structured there, go through our, it's going to take about a month probably to do a rate analysis, comprehensive rate analysis, and then with the next billing cycle, based on whatever the Board decides, then we work those new things. You know, we've got to get these.
We don't want to hold them up to
right.
So Bill, if I understood you correctly, Bill says it's currently rated.
Yeah.
And the work on the
block. It's not feasible to get that done. It's going to take probably a month by the time you go through the meetings and have Town Board meeting. So that would be my recommendation. So with that, what's the Board's feeling on our RDS?
Well, does this address, in the discovery you did, in the interaction you had with those involved, does this address some of those concerns you had around the ability to adjust link fees more effectively and more efficiently? Certainly the online payment adds efficiency, but did this address any other concerns you had with our current?
The only concern that it addressed for me, because it was put out there, is that they wanted everything transitioned as fast as they possibly could. And with Edmunds GovTech, it was going to take 4 to 6 months for them to transfer all the data into that new billing program. This company is saying that they can do it within a two-week turnaround by having files, and that's really the only thing about the program that stood out for me, was that it would be quicker and they could download all the EDUs without us having to put them in. But that's about the only thing. There were things about the program that I didn't care for, that they'll have to customize everything, where with Edmunds GovTech, they already know all of the procedures that we have with relevies and things, where this company had no idea what a relevy even was. Because Mike Mooney doesn't work for the town of Wilton. He works for a water authority. They don't do relevies. So his billing that he does is very much different than the billing we do, right down to online bill pays and everything, because they don't charge people to use credit cards online where we have to. So there's a lot of differences all the way around. I can't say that the program's any better, worse, or anything than Edmunds GovTech. It's just they can transfer the data quicker. That's about it.
I'm bound by some time constraints that's pushing us along quickly. Are we looking not to do anything in this calendar year on our older system and transition in the middle of the year? Is that kind of thing?
Well, we have to bill March 1st, and by March 1st we have 3,000 customers that we have to enter EDUs for, and with tax collection and everything else, and I have a person down right now, it's just going to be really difficult to get all of that done. But I will. I'll work 80 hours a week if I have to get it done. So that's what it comes down to. You know, you folks, really, how you want to proceed with it.
I was just trying to more understand if we had to make a decision like not to kick down the road, but I don't know if I have enough data to have a strong opinion. I don't know if I'm most comfortable with the fact that the only reason to choose them is because they can do it quick, if it doesn't get us anything else. I think
right.
I think we need to sit with you, people wondering, they need to sit with you and take a look at that and make if you're looking for it. So is there any time down the screen tonight we have to decide on?
No.
Water committee?
As I pointed out earlier, next bill pay system, if we should go that route, that already interfaces with RDS. So, that would be something for sure. Building Department, number eight items.
That's a little bad.
Oh, yeah.
One thing, so we're going to just go into January, we're just going to go into the previous bill and then it's how it's going to go over.
Yeah, what well, we did at the last board meeting.
Right, the rates that we have right now.
Okay.
And most likely that'll go into the February billing as well, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
If it has to. If I don't hear from you folks before then, we'll just let February go as is.
Thank you.
So the first item I have is a request from Stewart's Court for a refund of the money they have in escrow, which is an amount of $126.98 from Stewart Shops. As everyone knows, the Stewart Shop is now built on Route 9 in Cornish Fire Falls. And there's no common room. Not this common room, that fun. The fun room, that's a little key. Matt Drymiller has signed off on it. So I'd be looking for a resolution allowing the remainder of the escrow account to be refunded to the Stewart's Shops in the amount of $126.98. That's for motion of the year.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimously. Next item on the billing, I have a request from our building inspector looking for permission to attend the educational conference that will be held in the classes Monday, February 28th through March 3rd. And this conference is sponsored by the Marinette around that Code Enforcement Official Association. And by attending this course, he will fulfill his entire 24-hour annual service credit. That are mandated by New York State to maintain a certification for a building inspector / code enforcement officer. Keeper conference is $380 per person. Annual dues are $25. It's a 3-night stay, which equates to $357. So the total is $762. This would come from account B3620.4, which has a budget amount of $18,807 right now.
Do we have the new forms attached that are required by the permit?
I don't think we ever officially got them as that information.
Okay.
It was just a worksheet that just. Right, you're talking about the worksheet. We had to fill out the cost of everything so that we have a uniform sheet. So we got the personnel committee to make the sheet.
I actually thought they closed that issue, but that's fine.
Certainly supportive of keeping that department up to speed with the biggest issues in.
Yeah. I agree, I'm supportive of it. And we should move on that, just the worksheet, because the reasonable proper expenses, while it's going to be reasonable and proper, we still don't know what they are at this point in time for meals and mileage. So,
but
we have a number that we can use for meals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And mileage?
Oh, we're taking the
well, I think they're in a small sense. If you have to think about the future.
So I guess the motion would be to modify the expenditure up to $702 for the building inspector / code enforcement officer to attend the Northern Adirondack and Code Enforcement Officials Association.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. One more item for building department. We have a request in relation to Point Drive bond that's currently in the custody of Town and Monroe. We've had some back and forth on this. Town Highway Superintendent, Building Inspector have all signed off on this. I believe the council has reviewed it as well.
Yes.
And we're good to go. So the resolution would be essentially state that as the work has been completed pursuant to Town Code Section 124-17D6, the Town Board hereby releases the completion bond on Point Drive.
Who's going back to?
Let's see, Volusian Sons put it up. So we'll go back to Volusian Sons LLC.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Any other discussion of peers? The bond was $1,166.
The bond is $54,000. They had to pay, that's what they paid.
Okay, so it would be that minus.
So it's not a letter of credit, you don't have any fund, it's just releasing the bond.
Okay. So you need any more resolution?
No.
Somebody like to move that? Okay, any other discussion? Any opposed? Motion carries. Then item 9, Highway Department. We'll be going into executive session to discuss CSE negotiations. But we also have a request from the Highway Superintendent in relation to a purchase order that was exceeded in 2021 in the amount of $2,400. So we need a motion to authorize increasing the purchase order for diesel fuel for 2021 from the vendor Main Care Energy at all by an amount of $2,400.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 10 from the assessor's office. We had talked about this at a previous board meeting where the town municipalities at local option could institute a local resolution in relation to suspending the requirements for public renewal applications as a condition of granting exemptions under real property tax law. Our assessor has recommended to the board that we do that, and I believe the clerk has a copy of the proposed resolution.
I do.
I'll read that for discussion.
Sure. Town Board, Town of Monroe, resolution adopts provisions of Executive Order 11.1 suspending the requirements of renewal applications as a condition to granting exemptions under Sections 459C and 467 of the Real Property Tax Law. Whereas the Governor of the State of New York, by Executive Order Number 11, dated November 27, 2021, declared a state disaster emergency for the entire state of New York. And whereas pursuant to Section 29A of Article 2B of the Executive Law, New York State Governor Kathy Hochul did issue Executive Order 11.1 dated December 26, 2021, which authorized by local option the governing body to adopt the provisions of that Executive Order 11.1, which temporarily suspends or modifies Subdivision 7, 7A, and 8 of Section 459C of the Real Property Tax Law, and Subdivisions 5, 5A, 5B, 5C, and 6 of Section 467 of the Real Property Tax Law. Now therefore be it resolved that pursuant to Executive Order 11.1 issued by New York State Governor Kathy Hochul on December 26, 2021, the Town Board of the Town of Monroe hereby adopts as a local option the suspension of Subdivision 7, 7A and 8 of Section 459C of the Real Property Tax Law and Subdivisions 5, 5A, 5B, 5C and 6 of Section 467 of the Real Property Tax Law. And be it further resolved that the assessor is hereby directed to grant exemptions pursuant to such sections on the 2022 assessment roll to all property owners who received the above-referenced exemption on the 2021 assessment roll, thereby dispensing with the need for such individuals to file renewal applications for such exemptions. And be it further resolved that the assessor of the Town of Monroe has the authority to require a renewal application to be filed when she has reason to believe that an owner who qualified for the exemption on the 2021 assessment roll may have since changed his or her primary residence, added another owner to the deed, transferred the property to a new owner, or died. And be it further resolved that in the event the assessor believes a renewal application is required to be filed, as indicated above, she shall send the renewal application through the postal mail or electronic means, if applicable. And be it further resolved that said renewal application may be returned by mail or by making an appointment to drop it off at the assessor's office at 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, 12828.
Thank you, Leanne. And just to point out, I think when we originally discussed this, there may have been a perception that this applied to other exemptions such as agricultural and not-for-profit entities. As you just heard, this is specific that only applies to senior citizen exemptions. So, if we were to take no action on it, the standard renewal process would be required. If we adopt the resolution this evening, those seniors who currently have an exemption retain their exemption with no additional application process required. So, that's what we're voting, in a nutshell, what we're voting on tonight. My recommendation would be to still move forward on it. If that's what the board would like to do, we can move it and have further discussion. So, if you'd like to move that
motion to approve,
is there a second?
Second.
Any additional discussion on that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Then item 11, supervisor items. I do have a few things. First one is I think the board received correspondence from the building coordinator in my office, Tammy Bailey, indicating that she will, her last day under the town of Monroe employee will be April 1st of 2022. In her letter of notification, she wanted to thank the town for giving her an opportunity to work for the town of Monroe for the last 7.5 years. So, I believe we accept that, right?
Right.
So I will entertain a motion to accept the resignation letter from our building coordinator, Amy Bailey.
So moved.
Seconded.
Wish her best luck. Thank her for her services. I know she's got future plans and where she's looking to take her family and all good for her.
Yeah, and been very helpful in her most recent capacity in my office, and I know years before that in clerk's office, having been on the town board. So I want to thank her for all she's done, not only on behalf of our office, but motion carries unanimously. Next item is informational only. The Association of Towns meeting, which I had indicated will be held in New York City, is now only going to be virtual. So anybody who is planning on attending, it was an excellent conference. You can stay in the confines of Town Monroe. And I have the committee appointments, whether committee appointments, I'll read it for the record and we'll get the clerk a copy. For buildings and grounds, committee members Stuart Noonan for cable TV, council members Noonan and Donahue, cemetery committee, council members Stuart and Donahue, economic small business and technology development, council members Van Passel and Noonan, highway department committee, council members Stuart and Donahue, industrial park committee, council members Noonan and Van Passel, insurance committee, council members Stuart and Donahue, local waterfront revitalization, council members Van Passel and Donahue, personnel and employee compensation committee, council members Van Passel and Newman, recreation committee, council members Van Passel and Stewart, transfer station and info committee, council members Stewart and Donahue, water districts and sewer district one, council members Newman and Van Passel, fire company liaison, council member Newman, Crandall Library liaison, council member Van Passel, Moreau Community Center liaisons, council members Van Passel and Donahue, Moreau Emergency Squad liaison, council member Stewart, and zoning liaisons, council members Newman and Stewart. Do you want a copy of that to the record?
I will need it, yes. I don't need it right this minute, but.
I just want to point out that I do have a telephone call tomorrow, early tomorrow afternoon, with an individual out of California representing a company which I don't know anything about. I'll learn more tomorrow that is interested in locating an industrial park. To propose to them how that call goes. And that is it. Committee reports. Anybody have any committee reports?
Paul's graciously volunteered to look at some prices of new ones, or maybe some good used ones. And he's also told me, I've got to start looking these things up, is that there's some companies that will be able to lease rather than buy out or be these. In one company I saw online, they actually put turn a title over to you as soon as you buy it, and you just lease it for 10 years, 12 years, whatever. So I'm not looking at the policy. Policy has some numbers together for us, so.
Great.
So we can look at, like I said, we can look that thing through the winter and maybe the spring, and then we can.
Awesome. I think I can tell you that the larger towns put the bar in the county, they lease a majority of their equipment, and then they can buy it for a nominal fee at the end of the lease. But they're always constantly turning over leases, so they have, you know, pretty new equipment accessible to them all the time. They don't burn it out. So, you know, I'm happy to look at using this higher level equipment cost affordably.
You think it's good for the limited amount of use down there? I mean, we get a new piece of equipment that lasts us a lot. That one down there now is 20 something years old. So, well, I hope you have some more information on that.
Okay, great. Any other committees? If not, I do need an executive session to discuss CSCA negotiations. So at this time, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session to receive an update on CSCA bargaining negotiations with a higher title.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Taken in executive session. However, we do have additional items to address this evening. And at this time, I would entertain a resolution that the town board hereby approves the terms of a memorandum of agreement between the town and CSEA, town borough unit number 846400, and hereby authorizes the town supervisor to sign the collective bargaining agreement incorporating the terms of the memorandum of agreement.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And other business.
Yeah, one thing. New Year's same request. Secretary Silver works out. But I know in the interest of giving Mark time to get up to speed, I'd like to suggest that maybe one of the board try to get the old Mark contact and give him any information that we might have. Council to get Mark any information that they may have, and that when you can go over, call us, ask us questions, see what we got to do, and when you feel comfortable that you feel it up to speed, maybe we can sit down and schedule like another workshop. And I'd be more than welcome, happy to sit down with people with some stuff, or at least give you some stuff that I got, and sure everybody else has more to you and agreement with that. So, and maybe next month's meeting, we'll see where you're at, see if you're comfortable. See if you're comfortable, maybe we'll sit down and we'll set up a
sounds good. Is
that agreeable?
Absolutely. Any other business? If not, over to the floor, do we have any members of the public then?
There was one. Yeah. I could look. Yeah.
I'll go quick before we set the clock.
Yep. Let's see here. No, nobody is raising their hand to speak, so.
Okay. So at this time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
And.